We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Our very own Josh Rountree is on the Nemecolon fan hotline, and I believe he was just in the Devin Bush scrum. We haven't really heard from Devin Bush much, and Josh, tell us, we heard it, at least a little clip of it. It seems that your take is that he's basically not all that concerned about what happens here. You said sounds like he's ready to move on. Why did you say that?
Yeah, you know, it was interesting because back in minicamp, he made a comment where he said, you know, I don't have anything to prove. I'm still a top 10 pick, a first round pick. And he got kind of crushed for that, and maybe rightfully so, as it turns out. But I kind of, you know, came to his defense a little bit and said, like, listen, I think this guy believes in his abilities, believes in his ability to bounce back, and believes that he can make something here in Pittsburgh. And then today he comes out and basically twice during the interview says that, you know, after this, he's still going to be in the NFL. And, you know, he has 17 weeks here, in which I interpreted as he has 17 weeks left here, and then he's not going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler anymore, and he'll move on. And maybe that's what he wants, but the way that he came off in the entirety of the, 4 or 5 minutes that we spoke with him, he just sounds like a guy that does not have that much interest in being a Pittsburgh Steeler long-term and making a career here in Pittsburgh. And now I think if you're the Steelers, that is not a good thing, because you have him in a rotation, and if you can't rely on the guy, I don't know what you do at inside linebacker. It's probably going to be more Robert Spillane, maybe, but it was not an encouraging conversation, I think, we had with Devin Bush this morning.
Well, two things, Josh. You know, do you think maybe his reticence or lack of, you know, seemingly interest is just a response to the guy's been bashed more than anybody, and, you know, seemingly deservingly? I'm not saying that he's not. Do you think that had anything to do with it? And do you think he's going to be on the team on opening day?
Yeah, I think he'll still be on the team, mainly because there's just not a ton of other options. And you know, maybe they can get things worked out here in the next, you know, 3 weeks with him and get him, you know, playing a little bit more physical. I mean, he kind of said that, you know, he needs more experience. He needs more reps here before the season starts. And that's what he wants. But, you know, it just doesn't sound like a guy that really cares about the reps all that much. I mean, he just made comments today that just kind of had me kind of sort of shaking my head there. And, you know, as far as him getting bashed, yeah, you're right, Ron. I mean, the guy definitely has not been a fan favorite or a media favorite here. I think there's no way of escaping that. But part of that has also been brought on by not only his actions, but by his father's actions as well. I mean, remember, his dad came on with Paul Zeiss last year and told Paul that he didn't know anything about football. He frequently, you know, slides into DMs of media members, including myself, I'll mention, to criticize them and their criticisms of his son. And so it seems like Devin Bush and his dad have kind of brought some of this on themselves for the way that they've answered questions and the way that they've kind of acted outwardly in the media. And so, from that regard, I'm not sure people should necessarily feel sorry for the guy. I mean, I came to his defense back in the spring and said, like, hey, like, let's give this guy a shot coming off the knee injury. But then you hear him basically say today that he doesn't want to, you know, really be here long term, and he doesn't really seem that interested in making a career here. And it's hard to defend that.
It's hard for me, honestly, Josh, to hear what he said and interpret it as saying, I don't want to be here after this year. That seems to me to be maybe a little bit of a bridge too far. Is that what you heard him say?
I mean, I heard him say, I have 17 weeks, then we'll see what happens. And it was not just the comments, but I think the tone of everything as well. I mean, it just seemed very – he seemed very disinterested in talking about wanting to be here and wanting to make it. He asked if it was a make-or-break season for him here, and his response was, I'll still be in the NFL. So, you know, you would want, I think, a guy to say, like, hey, like, I want to have a great season. I want to make it here. I want to be a part of this long term. And that is not what we got out of Devin Bush at all. I mean, he just seemed – he came off to me fairly entitled by coming out and saying, well, you know, I'm still a top 10 pick, which is what he said back in minicamp. And then today saying, I'm still going to be in the NFL after this year, whether the Steelers have me or not.
Yeah, there's definitely an element of delusion, it would seem, with him and his dad. But let me ask you this. Yesterday, I don't think Bob Spillane had a very good game the other night either, by the way. I don't think he's a great option here. Yesterday, they apparently had a lot of dime packages in different packages with one linebacker, Miles Jack. I think they might have the talent or the lack of talent at the other inside linebacker spot to do that. Do you expect to see a lot of that, just packages with one line inside linebacker?
Yeah, I mean, I do. And I think part of that is, you know, part of that's predicated on the NFL today, period. I mean, they're working on sub-package football. They're working on situations where, you know, when you play a team like, I don't know, say the Chiefs or, you know, someone like that that will spread you out, that will use a bunch of wide receivers on the field, you're not going to have two inside linebackers on the field if the other team has, you know, five wide receivers or four plus a really good tight end. I mean, that's just not the nature of the NFL. But I do think now that it's very clear that Miles Jack is the team's number one linebacker, and then it's going to be a competition after that. The problem is, like you mentioned, you know, Devin Bush doesn't seem interested in playing necessarily, at least not at the level that you would want him to be. And then after that, Robert Spillane is terrible in pass coverage. I mean, the guy's a really good run defender, but, I mean, what can he give you from, you know, a pass coverage standpoint against a team like a Chiefs or even in, you know, on September 11th in Cincinnati, a team like the Bengals that is going to be throwing the football around? I don't know what they're going to do in that position. That's probably why you're seeing them dabble with a lot more dime, and part of that's probably just built into their structure in camp anyways. But, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all. We saw them the other day before he got hurt. They had Carl Joseph working as a third safety on the field alongside Minkah Fitzpatrick and Terrell Edmonds. So that is, I think, a very realistic possibility as well, even though Carl Joseph is now hurt, that they could, you know, kind of roll out there with three safeties instead of two inside linebackers.
Josh, we got to talk quarterbacks, obviously. What did you make of
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Of yesterday's practice, was it a changing of the guard? Pickett now number two. And do you anticipate seeing more of that today?
Yeah, so, Ron, I wasn't here at yesterday's practice. I'll just say that now. I don't want to pretend that I was at something that I wasn't. But just reading the reports and talking to Jeff Hathorn, who was here for us, and, you know, it definitely seemed like there was at least a step forward taken because of Kenny Pickett's performance in the game the other night. And it does sound like, and I've asked a couple of guys this, that basically coming into every week of camp is kind of how they've structured, you know, who is going to take which snaps. I think they had a general idea for the grand scheme of camp coming in, but then week by week is sort of where, when they finalize it. And I think these guys know, Pickett, Trubisky, Rudolph, they kind of know coming into the week, you know, what it's going to look like. And I do have to wonder if Pickett playing well, and I think playing a little bit better than Mason Rudolph in the preseason game, plus the fact that they have kind of split some second-team reps, so Rudolph has gotten more. But Mike Tomlin puts a ton of weight in what you do in the stadium. And let's say what it was. I mean, Kenny Pickett was better than Mason Rudolph in the stadium, and that could potentially have earned you know, Kenny Pickett that right to go play more with the second team. And we'll see. I mean, look, we could come out here in what, an hour – and you know, Kenny Pickett could be with a third team. He could be with the first team. Who knows? I mean, they have a structure that they set, and we'll see what happens today. But I like the fact that Pickett got to run with the second team because I thought he was the better quarterback in what is supposed to be a quarterback competition.
Josh, you reported Carl Joseph and I think Anthony Miller. Was that the two guys who are now out for the year, right?
Yeah, they're on IR. So I had heard the other day that Miller was going to be, you know, that was going to be fairly significant. And obviously that happened during camp last week. And then obviously Carl Joseph is done as well, as he has, I believe it's an ankle injury that was suffered during the preseason game.
Those are
two guys, you know, I think they're not huge losses, but I definitely think they were two guys that, you know, one of them had a decent shot at making the team in Joseph, and then Miller, I think, was going to probably be the fifth wide receiver, either him or Miles Boykin, who probably has a much clearer path now. But Miller had a pretty good camp to this point, and he has familiarity from his time in Chicago with Mitch Trubisky and performed pretty well when he was with Trubisky. So that's a really tough break, not only for Miller, but for the Steelers as well, just to their wide receiving depth.
So my question on that was Calvin Austin, is he still hurt? What do we know about that injury? And where does Steven Sims fit? Ron and I were just about to talk about him from his big performance the other night. Does he have a shot to make it, especially if Austin is out?
Yeah, I mean, his chances got better. We actually saw Calvin Austin today walk up the steps from the practice field. His foot was in a boot, which not a great sign, but also not, you know, not necessarily a season-ending type of thing. I mean, sometimes boots are just used as precaution when guys have to walk around, and that could mean, you know, a few days. It could mean a few weeks. Who knows? I mean, but that does open the door. And you know, there's going to be guys like Gunnar Olszewski and Steven Sims that are going to have an opportunity. I was really impressed. I'm with you guys. I was really impressed with Sims. I thought he performed really well the other night. He can do some things in punt return, which you like, though I do think Olszewski's probably going to be the primary punt returner. But, you know, I think they like his size. He can kind of play that Calvin Austin role if Austin misses some time, because he's that smaller guy that they can use on, you know, jet sweeps, and they did that the other night. So he's probably more in the mix now than he was this time last week due to what he did in, you know, Acrisure Stadium. But right now I would have to think, unless Austin's injury is, you know, somewhat lengthy, that he's still probably on the outside looking in, because Boykin was pretty good in the preseason as well, and the preseason game as well, and he made a couple of special teams tackles, which always go a long way with the Steelers.
I guess I got mixed feelings about the offensive line. I thought the running game looked good the other night. I thought both McFarland and Warren ran hard, ran well, but the pass blocking, not very good. And I guess Mike Tomlin even called him out after practice yesterday, saying, we can't keep getting our quarterbacks hit like that.
Yeah, and he's right. I mean, you know, I was encouraged as well, Ron, with the way that they were able to run block. I thought, you know, especially kind of going up the middle, that they were able to do some good things. And I think McFarland's had a really nice camp. You know, Jaylen Warren's kind of been, you know, that newcomer, that star that you weren't expecting of camp to this point as well. And I really like him. I you know, he was a guy that I saw on the field in OTAs or even rookie mini camp and said, you know, I like the way this guy looks, and I think he's going to have a chance. So, but yeah, I thought overall, as far as a run blocking group, they performed pretty well in the preseason game. And are there areas to improve? Sure. But I think you hit the nail on the head too. They got to get better in pass blocking, because the last thing that you need when you have a quarterback, you know, controversy or a rotation like they have right now, or just any uncertainty with the quarterback position, is, you know, poor pass blocking, because, you know, confidence goes a long way. And if these guys can't be confident with their linemen around them every time they drop back, then it's going to stunt some growth, I think, for sure.
Josh, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Josh Rountree. So certainly a lot there for us to talk about. What we didn't mention today was Mike Tomlin had some comments on the offensive line play. Also, Devin Bush, what do we read into his comments today? Let's talk about that next on Cook and Joe. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township, or visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. SteelersTalk.com, and training camp is underway. We have a new podcast devoted to the Steelers. Fourth Down in the Steel City dives deep on the storylines that'll shape the season. Join Colin Dunlap and Adam Crowley for all the reaction as camp unfolds. Listen to Fourth Down in the Steel City on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.